Welcome to C Countdown, where we bring you the hottest, newest, and probably the coolest songs every Tuesday night. I'm Naomi. Let's start off with Top 5, where we share Top 5 songs in the chart with you. So let's get started.
Hi, I'm Wen. It's an honor to be here.
Hi, this is Annie, aka the Crazy Girl.
You're sure I'm not as crazy as the first star we are going to talk about today, Miley Cyrus.
Huh, she's the queen of crazy. I'm just an ant compared to her.
Looking back to when she was Hannah Montana, now she's just,
Like she murdered Hannah Montana? No. She's just being herself. Maybe just over a little bit? Anyway, the song is Hands of Love. It's a theme song from movie Free Help.
Oh, I know that song. It's not like what she has sung before, which I guess that's why I really like it.
Really? Well, I definitely need to check it out then. Let's go.
Oh my god, like your ears just got pregnant, right?
Yeah, it's so different, but I like it.
Anyway, next song is from a band. Any guesses?
Well, is it my favorite band, Maroon 5?
They are amazing, but they ain't wrong, unfortunately. What about you, Annie?
My guess would be Cutline. Is that true?
Good guesses, but the answer is I Was Me from Imagine Dragons. Do you know this song was released in hopes to raise money and awareness towards the increasing amount of refugees fleeing in the Middle East?
Oh my god, I don't know this song means that much when I first heard it. I heard this refugee crisis is incredibly urgent lately. I really hope we can stick together and help the world.
Yeah, and knowing that the artists that care about world and trying to help just impressed me even more.
Yes. And now, with a brand new perspective, let's enjoy.
The lyrics of the song is so beautiful. What's next, Naomi?
Well, it's a band that I fell in love with. Not to mention, they look gorgeous.
Which one?
Years and Years. Heard of them?
Oh, I know them. Their song King is extremely popular. It's on my all-time top list for a long time.
Oh, for sure. I also like them. The singer's curly hair is really cute, not to mention their talent is on the top too.
Seems like you two are obsessed with them, just like me. The band has a different variety of music from blue to pop, which leads to the song I'm going to share today, Shine. It's about the positive relationship in the singer's life.
Oh my, it's so sweet. Wish he and his girlfriend will live happily forever after. Let's hear it. The lyrics are to die for. It's you that I've been waiting to find, and I want to be the one you steal.
Wayne, please help. Annie is over fangirling here.
Well, I think I can help with the next song, Writings on the Wall from Sam Smith.
Did I just hear the theme song from the latest 007 movie, Spectre? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
She's back, but still crazy. Well, I guess not only boys want to be 007, but Annie too.
Sure, Jess.
I just love him so much. His voice is the way I love myself. His words is the way to my heart.
Seriously, a love poem for Sam Smith? Not hating on it, though, because I actually agree. I do think Sam Smith has a kind of magic that his voice is irresistible.
Yeah, and fun fact, he only spent 20 minutes to finish this song right after he read a new 007 story. What can I say? He's just perfect. With violin and piano, the whole rhythm is rich and touching. Let's enjoy. And I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the time, then there's no more use in running. Is there something I gotta say?
It's just so good, no matter how many times I heard this song. Don't you think so?
Yes, sure, for a fangirl, aka me, haha.
Anyway, time for the last song from the pop queen, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga? I guess the song must be exciting.
Well, Annie, she's human too, so she can be sensitive and just like a girl.
Yep, I totally agree with Wayne. We are all human, and I absolutely adore this side of Gaga. It's rare, but it touches your heart, till it happens to you from the hunting ground.
Wait, what is a hunting ground?
Well, it is an American documentary that focuses on rape cases in schools, which shows us some stories that no one knows before.
It's sad, but it's the truth. Now, I hope through this song draw more attention on rape crimes, and please give women the respect they deserve. Now, let's enjoy. How it feels, till it happens to you, you won't know, it won't be real, no, it won't be real. Won't know how it feels. You tell me hold your head up, hold your head up.
to be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up. You gotta get up and move on. Tell me, how the hell can you talk? How can you talk? 'Cause until you walk where I walk, it's a dull talk.
I really love this song, so I highly recommend this song to all of you out there.
Yeah, time flies, and I hope you like our sharing today.
So that's all for our top 5 today. Hope you like it.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Naomi. And I'll see you all next week.
Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome to our new section, Genre of the Day. Are you tired of the music that people talk about all day? Well then, this section is definitely a perfect platform where you have the chance to experience diverse kinds of music. As your old friend Will, I'm willing to show you a brand new music world, and my partner for today is Moretta.
Hey, this is Moretta. Well, you know, I was trying to figure out your music type. So I listened to the last episode, and you said you were into Justin Timberlake, and I was like, oh, absolutely, you gave me the feeling that you would like pop music.
Basically, I prefer pop music, as it represents my inner passion and desire to break free. So it's not that surprising, right?
Yeah, Justin certainly gives me a feeling that he's all about pop, for he's so hot and energetic. I have been also wondering if he has songs that are softer and slower. Guess what? I happened to run into a song called 500 Miles. This song strikes a mixed feeling into my heart. Since a freshman like me have never been so away from home, and this song reminds me of it. In this song, Justin's voice is so clean and warm, just like a cure, and all my sorrows are blown away.
Yeah, you can hear the guitar so clearly, like the wind. So appealing, but not distressing.
This song comes from the movie Inside Llewyn Davis. The first time I heard it, I was thinking, what a match! The movie and the music are perfect for each other.
The same goes to me. It's so moving and so touching at the same time.
Speaking of touching, I would like to recommend another song by Lenka. In spite of all the songs that brings comfort by striking a chord, Lenka has a unique way to make you feel the way she feels. Her positive attitude is spreading in the air every time you hear her fresh voice. So let's enjoy this song, It Gets Better, together. It's a simple song with no burdens, and I like to share it with all of you, no matter what conditions you are in right now. I hope you know that we can always make new starts and get better. It gets better, it gets better.
For more, we would like to introduce a more dynamic song, Titanium, by Sia. I am deeply impressed by the lyric, You shoot me down, but I won't fall.
So let's enjoy this song.
You shout it out. I'm pretty.
So that's all for today. We will spare no effort to find ways to walk into your heart. With so many options, I'm sure you will find a song that appeals to you. Genre of the day, a section that suits your taste. Murad and I are always looking forward to provide you with a music feed. So, see you next week.
See you next week.
Everyone, welcome to today's Interly Word. I'm Joey.
I'm Finn.
So Finn, do you ever heard of Jason Chan?
Are we talking about that cover singer?
Yeah, so if you ever heard of him, so you must have paid attention to his most famous song, Best Friend.
Yeah, and as far as we know, since his debut now, it's been 5 years past.
Awesome, isn't it? Speaking of his reproduction, I think Someone Like You is pretty good. I think it's quite different from the original edition. The melody was changed a bit. You know, Someone Like You is a familiar song, so if he wants to let the audience like this kind of change, then he had to rack his brains and obviously he made it.
No doubt about it. By the way, Joey, do you know anything more specific about Jason?
Yeah. First of all, I got to say he's an ABC. Gosh, well, I'm so proud. His Chinese name is Chen Yitong, named Jason Chan. Born in November 12, 1989. He had a knowledge of musical instruments. Guess what? He started to learn how to play violin and piano when he was 6.
Yeah, that's what people learned about him. And do you ever heard of Global Chinese Spring Festival Grand Ceremony, which was officially unveiled in 2011? Jason gave us a super impressive show.
Yeah, I got you. He made a good start by singing the famous song of R&B singer Nelly, Just a Dream. He made some change. The melody is same, but the instrument the song used has changed. And he also covered the popular song Baby, which was spread over the world like a virus, just like Justin Bieber did.
So, why don't we just check out how Jason works?
Yeah, Just a Dream, made by Nelly, sung by Jason Chan.
I'm Finn.
I'm Joey. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Everywhere that she goes, she's my iPod, got her on replay. Love the way she lies, and she's making me wanna say. The DJ got us falling in love. We like dynamite, and I just can't get enough. What goes up must come down. Now, baby, you're not around. I'm laid all alone in the middle of the night. I was thinking about her. Only just a dream, so I traveled back.
Our dear listeners, and welcome to this week's Hot Minute. I'm today's host, Zoe.
Hello, I'm Elsa.
Okay, let's start our show with Taylor Swift. Taylor is obviously the hottest superstar in music field nowadays, and according to some media sources, Taylor has already earned $370 million, which means that 25-year-old singer can earn more than $1 million a day. Just as some experts say, Taylor Swift is replaceable in our music field, which already becomes a phenomenon.
How incredible success that TF has made! By the way, she will come to Shanghai, China to hold a concert. Don't miss this chance, Taylor fans. Okay, let's turn to Selena Gomez, who just released her new album, Revival, last week. What's more worthy of attention is that the new album is Selena's attempt of transition. However, according to critics, the new album is a sweet try but is bound to leave not much impression on listeners due to its lack of style.
Selena is similar to Miley in her music career for that they are both Disney-style singers. But nowadays, Miley already gets ahead. Anyway, it's time to talk about some male singers. Justin Timberlake entered Memphis Music Hall of Fame a few days ago, taking awards from his good friend as well as famous host Jimmy Fallon. He couldn't help but burst into tears. As a kid of Memphis, Justin said with great excitement, "The Grammy is political, the Emmy is political, but Memphis will never be." He feels so proud of himself stepping into the Hall of Fame, in which there are lots of his idols, as well as being a Memphis man.
I'm really happy to hear it. JT plays brilliant music, and obviously, he deserves such praise.
Yeah, you get the point. Okay, now let's change our topic to the 43rd American Music Awards. Just as every fan of Western music knows, nominations of this year were just released. Taylor Swift won 6 nominations. The Weeknd and England singer Ed Sheeran follow with 5 nominations. The final result will be revealed on 22nd November during the event, which is hosted by Jennifer Lopez.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to the final results. By the way, from now to next month, we can vote for our idols through the official voting channel. Okay, the last shot of information is about Apple Music. Obviously, Apple is pushed forward Apple Music with many efforts. However, with the resistance from singers like Taylor Swift and imperfect procedure, its market
performance is much far lower than expected. Maybe Apple Music will achieve a lot in the future like many other Apple productions, but obviously today is not Apple Music's good day.
Let's wait and see whether, on the earth, Apple can change the music market or not. Anyway, it's good for us to have an opportunity with a reasonable price. Good time is fleeting, and now it's time for us to say goodbye. This is Hot Minute. See ya next time.
Thank you for listening. See ya.
Hi guys, welcome to TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday, where we bring you some songs for relaxing and fun every week. I am Bentley from last year, and this is Katniss, one of our new members. Say hi to our listeners.
Hi everyone, I'm Katniss from Shandong Province, and I hope today we will have a great time and let us enjoy this Tuesday night together. Hey Ben, what does Tuesday night mean to you?
Well, Tuesday night genuinely do shout out a lot of things to me. It's the usual weekday, so I usually just spend my evening reading a book, drawing, or just simply enjoying a cup of coffee or tea. Oh, not to mention the most important thing, which is listening to relaxing music for a company. Do you have any relaxing songs to recommend?
Yeah, sure. Our first song I want to recommend is from a popular boy group, One Direction.
Ooh, now I'm interested. I thought all their songs are just pop songs. Do they have relaxing songs?
I thought so too, but they actually have some really good non-main street songs which I found pleasant. For example, the song I'm going to talk about today, 18. Be a freshman, I hope all my fellows can have a fruitful year here and enjoy the new journey of your life.
We took a chance, God knows we tried.
One Direction surely impressed me with that song. Now it's my turn. Speaking of chilling on a Tuesday night, I really got a good one. My standard of relaxing song is one that can cast a spell on you, make you just want to lie down and don't want to do anything. That's a true relax to me.
Wow, really? What kind of music is that then? Is it Gym Club? The indie band?
Smart girl. In case you want to know more, Breakers, 252 are also amazing, but I love their song Twins especially. It's a song that could bring you into your own world. Let's hear it.
Just your touch could cure my lonesome heart.
It sounds really cool. Now the last song for today is my turn, so I'm going to give a shout out to one of my favorite musicians, Club 8.
Club 8? Is that the band from Sweden? Tell me more.
Sure, they are a group start from 1995 till now, which you can consider as an old band. But seriously, their song doesn't get old at all. And the song I want to share today is their Love in December. Please enjoy.
That's the end of TGIT today. Thank God it's Tuesday. Hope you like our sharing today.
I am Katniss, and I hope you can have a great night and hopefully a good week too.
I am Bentley, and remember to tune in next week at same time for more.
Bye. My dear audience, that's all for this week's Sea Countdown. Hope you enjoy it. Every Tuesday night, Music Fest is waiting for you. I'm Naomi. See you next week. Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。